What do you do when you honestly realize you're not very good at bossing? You can't juggle all the pieces, you can't keep all the balls in the air, and all the moving parts are entirely too much for you. What happens next? That's the hard conversation we're having today on Business Mindset Mastery. I'm your host, Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and leadership coach. I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find out more about me and how to work with me directly over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're diving into the conversation nobody really wants to have. It's on the heels of having recently had it. A listener wrote in last week about her experience of closing a brick-and-mortar massage parlor when she realized that that business model simply didn't suit her. It was demanding too much of her emotionally and physically. And honestly, when I got this letter, I had thought about combining the two, but it was going to end up being a little bit messy and a little bit, as I called when I was planning it, it's mushy. And I just didn't think it was going to work. So I did separate them into two episodes. I didn't do it for back to back as I would have liked. It didn't work out that way. But I will link the episodes in the show notes so that you can be a part of both discussions if you choose to be. But right now we're talking about a business owner who's just really recognizing that business ownership isn't in her skill set, that it's not working out for her, but she still has plans and dreams for herself and wants to figure out what's next. And I'm so glad she came here because I do think she has options and I do think that there's a plan for her to forge on what's next that's going to take her closer to the life she wants to have with more professional satisfaction than she's been experiencing thus far. So let's dive into the letter and I'll find you guys on the other side. Heather, you might not believe this when you read what I write here, but I am an action taker. I also don't think I have a mindset problem, even though I'm writing into your show. I feel very clear on who I am, what I offer, my strengths, and my weaknesses. And usually I'm quite accepting of my limitations because my strengths serve me so well. I am really bad at being a boss, Heather. I've had a side business for 2 years and it isn't even halfway toward matching my salary, so I can quit. I've hired good coaches and think I've invested well. I took a break from both work and my business for most of December. I had use it or lose it time at work and just decided to be with my kids, girlfriends, and my family. What became abundantly clear in the silence is that I didn't miss it. I didn't miss any of it. I didn't miss my job, of course, but I also didn't miss the business. I wasn't being lit up with ideas in my downtime like everyone else was talking about. I wasn't inspired to set new goals. I hadn't even met my 2018 goals yet, so I assumed my goal for 2019 would just be to keep doing what I'm doing that I haven't yet accomplished in 2018. And as I took a breath in the middle of it all, I just realized I can want this thing all I want, but I am not good at it. I don't hold all the pieces well. I'm good with tasks and projects, but I am not good at managing multiple tasks or projects. I don't have an intuitive sense when it comes to business, and I'm rather adverse to selling. I know you say it all the time. If you want to own a business, selling is non-negotiable. I've listened to that episode on repeat, even though it was ages ago since you recorded it. Well, I just don't want to sell. I just want to help. I want time to be my own again. I want to be in a job of my choosing and not feel trapped, and I want to feel like I'm good at something again. Mind you, I am exceptional at accepting failure as lessons, but I just want to succeed, you know? I just want something in the win column for a change. In my gut, I know that business ownership isn't for me. But once you know that, what the heck are you supposed to do next? Am I destined to be trapped in corporate? Am I just to start job hunting again? Is there a place in the middle where I might be able to land? Please don't try to convince that this is for me. Please don't try to convince me that this is for me. I honestly don't think it is anymore, but I do need your help in finding what is for me. Thank you for being someone I can trust with something so personal. I didn't want to write this for a public show, but your answers to others' questions have helped me, so I hope I can return the favor for them. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Of course, this isn't at all an easy conversation to have. Nobody wants to say, hey, I tried it for 2 years and I don't have that much to show for it. Or, you know, the goals I had for myself really didn't quite work out. So now I'm just going to go back to my regular everyday and my whole hum existence. Nobody wants to do that. And that's certainly not what you have to do. I am going to agree with you. I don't particularly know you. I don't know what your business is. I don't know what you've tried, what you haven't tried. But what I do know clearly is that it doesn't work for anyone when they don't want it badly enough. And I think you stopped wanting it, regardless of why you stopped wanting it, regardless of how you came to that. It is really clear that you don't want it anymore. But it is also really clear that you don't want your regular everyday existence anymore. That whatever you had going on prior to your side hustle business wasn't lighting you up, wasn't making you happy, wasn't giving you the financial or time freedom you wanted, and you wanted something more. At some point in time, you landed on this side hustle idea and decided that perhaps you might fall into business ownership, that perhaps you might start doing the thing that everyone else was doing. My question for you is, if you go back to where you were when you decided the side hustle, what wasn't working? What didn't make you happy? What didn't light you up? And likewise, what was working? What did seem functional? Where did you feel like you were tuned into your strengths? Where did you feel like you were set up for success? Because I think what ends up happening is a lot of people fall into the online business space because somebody tells them that it's possible. They get the idea and they kind of proceed with it and they go forward with it, but they don't ever look at other options. Because what I'm reading in your letter is, while you're not good at managing multiple projects at the same time, while you're not good at the business planning and the acumen part of it, you are good at getting things done on the small scale. And there are businesses that offer time freedom and lifestyle freedom for help in doing the things that you're good at, that so many successful online business owners need employees that aren't looking to they themselves own a business. Because too often, and this has happened to me, where people pitch their services to me and then they go running away because they think, you know, being attached to my name, they're going to be able to build their business faster. And I know this happens to other business clients of mine as well. So, you know, but there's people who are looking for genuinely skilled people, experienced people with the skill set that you might have to offer them. So if you're still attracted to this idea of online business, if you still like the idea of working from home, of having, you know, a little bit of lifestyle freedom, then what can you do and what can you offer that you genuinely enjoy doing? Because again, we need to get you things in your win column, right? But what kind of things do you enjoy doing that you could reach out to the network of people you've accumulated in the past 2 years and extend yourself and say, hey, I just wanted to connect with you. I know that, you know, you've been running this business and that from time to time you need someone who can A, B, and C. And I just want you to know that if you think I could be helpful for your business, I've abandoned sort of and I've decided that business ownership isn't for me, but I really want to help other people with their businesses. You can pick and choose the part of business ownership that you did like, that you were good at, that you were successful at, that you did collect wins in the win column for, and you can offer your services to other business owners. And you can put on Facebook that you're looking for such opportunities. You can ask people personally in email if they know of any opportunities. You can start looking in the job hunting market for work from home positions. But spend some time getting curious on where did you excel? Because like you said in your email, you have spent a lot of time acknowledging and owning your weaknesses and the things you have to work on. I would like you, before you go and put yourself out there, before you dust yourself off, I think we need to kind of inject you with some good positive juju and to remind you of what you're capable of. So I would spend some time looking at the things that you're awesome at, the things that another business owner would love to have on their team, especially the loyalty piece, especially the solid knowledge that you're not looking to own your own business. And I would start to look at that skill set and how could that be packaged and who might need it and what problem might you be solving? Because I think if you put yourself in that way, you get crystal clear on what you don't want in your life and business anymore. You get crystal clear on what your strengths are and what it is that you do bring to the table. Then you can package that and be a freelancer. You can be like a couple of business owners, part-time employees, so you piece together a full-time income from that. There are a lot of options. And I love that you like can kind of own this for yourself, that you recognize with a whole heart that this just isn't for you. It's not working out. I think, you know, you and our massage parlor owner have a lot in common with this letter. And so hopefully you take solace in her letter and she perhaps will take solace in yours. I'll link the two of you up as well. And I wish you all the best with this, because once we decide that a door is closed or, you know, that, you know, there's an obstacle in the path, the highway exit is blocked off, it opens us up to find out what is next for us and what does work for us and what our options are. Sometimes we have to grieve a little bit. Sometimes we have to sort of stick in the mud and cry it out. But it really does truly from your letter sound like you're ready and you're picked up and you're dusted off and you just need to chart a direction. So I say and I vote to head toward your strength, to head towards what you're good at, to decide that you are going to make a full-time income doing more of what you're good at and less of what you're not. And I know you can go get it. You're an action taker, so you're going to put yourself out there. You don't have a mindset problem, so you're going to do it even though you're afraid, and you're going to go and get it done. And you are going to tell us what happens at the end of the story. Please do think about, just like some previous listeners did from a couple of weeks back, like, please do share with us how this turns out and what you decide to happen next, because I do think that there's other people in your position. I think absolutely your question is going to help people, but in order for it to help people, like, you know, like, you need to find out what your plan B is. So asking the question is step one, moving towards your strength is step two, and I know that you have just role modeled for people how to do that with grace in class. Thank you so much for your question today. I really look forward to talking to you next time. And thank you for continuing to listen to the show. I so respect the trust you've put in me. Thank you for today. I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye for now.